诸佛菩萨、上人、各位法师、各位居士，我是恒居，今天晚上轮到我和大家解法言。
Venerable Master, Dharma Master, and all good advisors, this is Heng Ji, and it's my turn to tie the Dharma affinity with everyone.
有句话说，佛法是从恭敬心得来的，所以呢，今天晚上想谈谈听法、敬法。
So there's a phrase saying that Buddhism comes from one's respect. And this evening, I would like to share with you how to reveal the Dharma and listening to the Dharma.
据师兄说，上人在世的时候呢，曾经请法师来讲戒律。当时呢，上人要弟子们都跪着听法，上人本人也不例外，在后面跪着听法。由此可见上人对法的恭敬。
A Dharma master told me that when the master was around, he invited someone to lecture on the Vinaya, and he demanded that everyone kneel for the lecture, and the venerable master also knelt at the back. From here, we could see how respectful the master was regarding the Dharma.
上人呢安排我们每天都要听经闻法，但是我每天听经听久了，似乎不以为然，好像家常便饭一样。上人也教我们听法的时候呢，要敬重的请法，这个在其他道场可能很少会这么做。上人对于教化弟子可以说是用心良苦。
The master wanted us to listen to the Dharma every day, and after a while, we will take this for granted, and we'll take this like it's a routine, and we don't pay much attention. At the same time, he wants us to request for the Dharma, and
在《如护法藏经》上说，佛言一切众生欲出三界生死大海，必假法船方得度脱。法为清凉除烦恼热，法是妙药能愈疾病，法是众生增善之事，做大利益，济诸苦恼。
And requesting of Dharma may not be done in other places. In the sutra, it was said that in order to cross over to transcend the triple realm, we need to have the Dharma to ferry us across. It's like corners that remove our heat is also like medicine that cures the sickness, and there's a lot of benefits that accrue from the Dharma.
所以然者，一切众心自性无定，随所染习，尽善则善，尽恶则恶。若尽恶有，便造恶业，流转生死，无有边际。若尽善有，起信静心，听受妙法，必能令离三途苦恼， 由此功德受最甚乐。
Because living beings are unfixed in their nature, they either draw near to good or bad. If they were to draw near to the bad, then the evil, then they will transmigrate in the six paths. And if they were to draw near to what is wholesome, then they would be able to transcend and obtain bliss.
这里有一个故事呢，我会用比较白话一点讲。拔寺国王呢，他有一头白象，能够灭怨敌。如果有人犯罪呢，他就令那个象去踏杀。后来呢，因为那个象住的地方呢，被那个火所烧了。所以他就把象移到那个寺院的附近。这个象呢，闻到了比丘诵法聚经的那个寄冤，为上升天，为恶入冤。这头象听到这个法之后呢，他的心变很柔和了，起慈悲心。后来呢，就又给那个罪人，但是呢，这头象就用那个鼻子闻一闻，舌头舔一舔，就走了，都不肯杀。
And once this, I'll tell this simple story, simplified, in a simplified version.The king has this white elephant that he used to tame his enemy. And if they are offender, he will get this elephant to stamp on them and kill the offenders. And because of fire, he moved this elephant to a place.Nearby a monastery, and this elephant has the chance to listen to the recitation of verses in the Dhammapada by the monk. The verse said that if you do good, you will ascend to the heaven, but if you were to do evil, you willenter the abyss. After listening to this recitation, the elephant became gentle in its mind, and it gave rise to kindness and compassion. And after that, when the king ordered the elephant to work onthe offenders, the criminals, then the elephant would just smell the criminal and just lick them. He would not stamp them to death.
国王看到这种现象呢，心里都有大惶恐，即刻召诸大臣来共同商量这件事。其中呢，有一位有智慧的臣就告诉国王说，这头象啊，因为靠近寺院，必闻妙法，因为这个原因的关系，所以他不肯杀。现在可以将这个象呢移到靠近土场的地方。这个国王就采用他的建议，结果呢，这个象呢看到屠杀，他那个 恶心就猛刺了，残害的更厉害。
So when the king saw this, he was terrified and he called all his officials and ministers. And he has a wise minister who told him that it could be the elephant has heard some wonderful Dharma since it's staying nearby the monastery and so it no longer kills. If we were to move it to nearby a slaughterhouse, and we'll see what will happen to this elephant. And as soon as they moved the elephant to close by a slaughterhouse, the evil mind of this elephant rose again and it attacked the elephant.
由这里可以知道呢，一切众生他自性是无定的，畜生尚且闻法可以生慈悲心，见杀呢，增加残害，何况于人呢？人怎么会不染习呢？所以说呢，有智慧的人应该觉知啊，见到恶的应该必须舍弃，然后看到善的呢，应该清净，要多听闻经法。
So from this incident, we could see that living beings, their self nature is not fixed; it's indeterminate, just like the elephant. When it sees the elephant saw killing, then its nature become wild. How much the more are people? We have our ingrained habits, and we should be aware of them. If you are aware of evil, then we should renounce evil and draw near to what is wholesome. We should be listening to the Dharma.
又有一则故事呢，是说在往昔有婆罗门他持人的毒楼，其数量很多呢，他到华士城中到处行走去卖，经过呢多时呢都没有买的人，当时婆罗门就起的大称会，高声的骂说，这城中的人啊，愚痴暗钝，如果不和我买毒楼的，我就要给他做恶名闻。
Get the words what she's trying to say. Once there's a Brahman trying to sell what? Dulo. Oh, the Brahman trades on these skulls, and he went all over the street to this city, but no one bought any.Skulls from him, and he got really upset, and he scolded. He actually cursed. He said, "The people in this city, they are all deluded and dull. If you don't buy the skulls from me, and something will happen."
当时呢，城中有一些优婆塞呢，听到呢，就。畏惧他的毁谤，所以就用钱去买，然后呢用那个铜做的筷子了灌穿那个毒螺的耳朵， 如果呢一穿就彻底通过的，就给多的价钱。如果是一半通过的呢，给的价钱就比较少。都不通过的呢，就不给价钱。
So the Upasikas in the city heard this and they tried to buy the skulls from him, but they have to test out with copper chopsticks. They pierce the copper chopsticks through the ears of these skulls. If they pierce completely through, then he will be paid more. If the chopsticks pierce only halfway through, then they pay him less. And if it doesn't get through, if it didn't get through at all, then he won't be paid.
婆罗门就说，我这个毒螺都没有什么不一样的，为什么你给的价钱差别不等呢？优婆塞说，之前呢测过诸如此类的人，在生时听受妙法的智慧高甚，如果是像这样的相呢，就给多比较多的钱。然后呢一半通过了呢，虽听经法呢没有善于分别，所以给的价钱比较少。全部通过呢，这个人往昔都不听法，所以不给价。
So the Brahman was puzzled. He said that all my skulls are the same. They're supposed to be the same. Why the prices you paid for them are different? And this Upasika told him that I have to test them by piercing their ears. If their ears could be completely pierced with these chopsticks, then they had listened to the wonderful Dharma in their past and their wisdom are lofty, so I pay a higher price for these skulls. If their ears were only being pierced to halfway, then although they had listened to the Dharma in the past, but they are not good at discerning the Dharmas. They cannot digest those Dharmas, so I pay you less for those skulls. But if their ears cannot be pierced through at all, then these people had not been listening to the Dharma.
当时呢，优婆塞就拿这个毒螺呢，往到城外去乞塔而供养，结果升到天上了。他就是说，自心听受经法的呢，供养恭敬受持经法的人呢，他的福报都难以穷尽，未必当成无上道。所以说呢，有智慧的人呢，欲得到无上的安稳快乐，应当自心勤听经法。
So after that, he carried the skulls to outside of the city, and set up a pagoda for these skulls. And he got a rebirth in the heaven. He was reborn in the heaven. And he said that if you listen to the Dharma with a sincere, utmost sincere mind and make offerings and worship and also uphold this Dharma, then your blessings, you have boundless blessings, and in the future you will certainly accomplish the unsurpassed way and obtain bliss and happiness. So everyone should listen to the Dharma diligently.
有以上这两个故事中呢，第一个是说众生的自性无定，尽善则善，尽恶则恶。中国有句谚语说，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。又有句话说，学好三年啊，学坏三天。所以上人要我们每天都听经闻法，让善种子生植在我们的八识田里。同时呢，上人也把不好的缘要我们都摒除，比如说不要看电视，不看报纸，不听音乐，少打电话，诸如等等。由此可见，上人对我们的教化是用心良苦。
So from the above two stories, the moral of the above two stories tells us that our self nature is not indeterminate, it is unfixed. If we draw near to, it depends on whether we draw near to what is wholesome or what is evil, it will change and adapt accordingly. In the Chinese, it's said that if you draw near to crimson, then it becomes red. But if you draw near to the ink, it turns black. And it also said that if you want to learn to be good, it takes 3 years, but it only takes 3 days to learn to be bad. If you want to be good, it takes 3 years. So the Venerable Master encouraged us to listen to the Dharma so that the seeds will be planted deeply in our eight consciousness. At the same time, he wants us to get rid of or stay away from all the bad conditions like TVs, watching TVs, reading papers, listening to music, or making phone calls, etc. So the Master has taken pain in providing us with all those teachings.
在第二个故事中呢，不知道大家听的有何感想啊？在座的各位，如果每天都能专心致志的听经闻法，将来可能正如故事中所说的，用那个铜筷子一穿就彻底通过，而且智慧高盛。上人也说过，常常读诵经典或听经闻法，将来会很聪明的。所以我们每天能够听经闻法，不只是智慧高盛，而且将来也能够成就无上菩提。
So what do people think about the second story? The moral of that story tells us that the merit of listening to the sutras and lectures. If you listen to lectures and sutras every day or all the time, and then in the future your skulls could be pierced through, just like the skulls in the story. and you will have lofty wisdom. The master constantly reminds us that if you always listen to the sutras and dharma, then you'll be intelligent and we will achieve bodhi, unsurpassed bodhi in the future.
在玄疑经上有一则故事呢，广习佛在世的时候呢，有一位比丘在临终诵经，音声非常的哑好。当时有一只鸟呢，听到法呢，就非常的敬爱，所以在树上听。结果呢，被猎师所射，命中了。连这个善根呢，听法的善根，升到刀立天，面貌端正，光明炳然，无有伦批啊。结果他自己知道他自己的宿命，是因为这个比丘诵经听法，可以得生到天中刀立天。所以呢，即时呢就持着天花到比丘住的地方，礼敬问讯呢，以天香花供养比丘。比丘就问他的缘由，然后呢，再请他坐下，为他说法，结果得了须陀洹果。然后再还归天上。这个呢，禽鸟听法上获的福报是无边啊，何况于人呢？信心听法怎么会没有善报呢？
So another story from this sutra, the Sutra of the Wise and Dao. During the Buddha's past life, before someone has passed away, the monk was reciting with a very good voice. His chanting was resonant and loud, and a bird was listening to his recitation with a reverent mind. However, this bird was hunted and it died. And because of the merit of listening to the Dharma, it was born in the Trimsa heaven as a god with good feature and brilliance, and because with features and brilliance that are incomparable, and as this god knew about its past, it was because he listened to the recitation of this monk, and so he came with heavenly flower to the residence of this monk. He paid respect to the monk and made offering of the heavenly flower. The monk asked him for the reason why he made offering to him, and he said that he has obtained benefit from his recitation of the sutra. The monk continued to speak Dharma for this god, and the god immediately certified to the fruition of Srotapanna. After that, he returned to the heaven. As birds or animals, even the merit of listening to the Dharma is limitless. How much the more we people, if we listen to the Dharma with our sincere mind, then we will have limitless rewards in the future too.
所以呢，大家每天都在佛殿听经闻法，相信功布唐捐，将来必定智慧增长，成就佛道。阿弥陀佛。
So since you are listening to the Dharma and lecture every evening, all the effort will not be wasted. In the future, we'll have unbounded and increased wisdom. Our wisdom will grow, and finally, eventually, we will achieve Buddhahood. Time's up, and we'll stop here this evening.